Here's Darren Dreger, our TSN Hockey Insider. What's happening, Dregs? How are we doing over there?
You know what? I'm feeling like this is a setup. I'm not going to lie. Couple of things. Number one, the coughing, right, from Lindy and from Jerry Jones. I mean, this is a clear setup with Noodles on overdrive tonight, that Ottawa Senators game.
Oh, I forgot about
and
that.
Then,
oh, you had a meltdown again on the Sens game.
So bad. That was last year. And then, look, I'm full disclosure, I'm thinking to myself, I knew that this was going to be a TV segment, but I completely forgot. I just thought, you know what, I'm doing overdrive at 6:05. I'm going to do it on the phone. Here I am in my
got a
t-shirt from St. John, New Brunswick.
Who cares, man?
And
who
the
cares?
Memorial Cup. So
I love it.
This is in honor of going back 6 years ago when Noodles had that White Walls haircut and his... Yeah. Boys medium t-shirt on.
Exactly. I love it. I forgot that, Dregs, about where you had like the, you did choke on a cigar. And I think, who was it? Was it Lindsay or who was
Lindsay.
Somebody had to, Lindsay had to come to me and I had to break down your video. I hadn't watched it. I wasn't paying attention. It was awesome. That's a good old day. Live TV.
But Noodles, when you saw him having a meltdown, did you not want to jump in and just like say,
I did.
Dregs,
that's
like,
what I said.
Stop it.
But I think Mocker, wasn't it?
You were at home.
It was remote. Like, I was remote. Mocker, yeah. Jeff Mock was producing. He goes, Noodles, you got it.
Yeah, but the problem was, you know, you've all been in that place where it wasn't even a cough. It was like I had such a dry throat, and you guys have been around me enough, right? Like, when that starts to happen, there's no turning it around or clearing your throat and getting over it. And Jeff Mott wouldn't let, like, he kept me on camera for, like, 25 seconds, and I'm like, ah, blah, blah. Like, it was outrageous. It was so ridiculous. So,
yeah,
anyway.
That's where you need
I thought you were setting me up with Jerry Jones and Lindy. I thought you guys were setting me up.
Honestly, we're totally coincidental. It's our own stupidity. We've been teasing it all day, and we're like, well, we got to play it at some point. So yeah. I guess we'll just do it
terrific.
Now. And we weren't thinking along those lines at all, but Jones, we'll see what happens with Beckham Jr. And do you have is there an owner in the NHL that you would consider the equivalent of a Jerry Jones? I mean, do we have crazy owners in the NHL? I can't recall.
Yeah.
I don't do we, like, that's a public figure that we follow closely? I don't know.
One just passed away recently.
Yeah, Eugene Melnyk, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy is a strong word, and I mean you mean that in a very delicate sense.
I mean, in
of
terms
course.
Of like yes. Jones is out there, he's flamboyant, he's talking, predictable, all that.
Yeah, Jimmy Dolan with the New York Rangers, maybe. You know, Jeremy Jacobs has incredible power. The Jacobs family with the Boston Bruins, but they're not out there publicly and things like that. There aren't many owners. The guy in Carolina, Tom Dundon, has been. He's been on that side of it, but again, he's kind of mellowed over the last few years.
Right. Yeah, he has.
Well, he's got a pretty good team.
Yeah, in Carolina, exactly. Yeah. Carolina's turned the corner. Leafs Sharks tonight, and Samsonov's back. Like, what do you see happening here with the tandem? If they're both healthy, what's your read on the situation, Dregs, Murray and Samsonov, and how often each guy's going to play?
Yeah, I don't know that Sheldon has a full understanding of what that matrix or that schedule looks like. He knows that he can lean on Matt Murray. Matt Murray has proven, at least in that short window, that he can give him above average goaltending. But there's also an advantage to having that two goalie tandem and not stressing Matt Murray out too much and getting Ilya Samsonov back on line here. So if he can get him into a good place, Samsonov, that is, then isn't it a luxury to be able to bounce back and forth? You're not going to do that every game. I mean, you know, Toronto is, just because they're in a top five spot in the National Hockey League, doesn't mean that you're not trying to win every single game. So if Samsonov has a good run, maybe you lean to him for a couple or a few, and then you go back to Matt Murray. But it's, given the injuries, not just in Toronto, but around the National Hockey League and some of the sketchy goaltending that we've seen, just the pure idea of a two-goalie tandem that's legit, it seems like a luxury.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, how often do we talk about goaltending here on this show? Like, look what's going on in L.A. Yeah. Look what happened in Seattle last night. Look at Bobrovsky getting shelled and the term he's got. And, you know, Shesterkin calling himself out. It does seem like there's a lot of goalie issues at this point. And I mean, it really is a luxury. If you get two guys playing well and they're healthy, you got to ride that wave as long as you can.
Yeah,
I agree. That's the one thing too, Dregs, where I wanted to go is, you know, the market right now, I mean, I would think that there's going to be some trades here at past the quarter of the season. Have you heard any type of, like, rumblings? And especially, I don't know, like, Cal Peterson on waivers out of nowhere. Like, I don't know if that's a knee-jerk reaction to how he hasn't, they're unhappy with him, but it just, something has to give here, and I don't even know if it's goaltending or if it's maybe defensemen. There's so many teams that are dying for defensemen right now.
Yeah, there are, and there are teams that are, you know, really in need of some sort of injection. And, you know, you look at what's going on with the New York Rangers. How does Chris Drury kind of fix that? You know that there's going to be pressure from above. And it's not just Shesterkin. And he knows that he's not playing to his standard. They're not the same team that they were. They're a desperate team, though, going up against the Ottawa Senators, who've had a bump up in their last three games. But that Ottawa team is begging for reinforcements and some help. And you know what? You know, let's give the Maple Leafs a bit of credit here. We haven't seen Connor Timmins yet, so we don't really know if he's going to be a good add or a help to the blue line. But at least Dubas went out and got something. And they're screaming for something in Ottawa. And you can pick up other places around the National Hockey League. The problem is, you know, and it's always the same, it's salary cap. There are so many teams, like upwards of 18, I think, that are playing in long-term injury, and so many teams that are around $1 million or less within that salary cap. Well, how do you make trades that matter when you're up against it like that if it's not dollar in, dollar out? So for some of these clubs, I guess they just have to be patient.
With Darren Dreger, our TSN hockey insider, in terms of what's going on with Ovechkin, we've been talking about that a lot today, Dregs. What is your understanding of how the league is going to handle this moving forward as he keeps knocking down records, like the value that comes with it? Because Washington's going to make a fortune off this guy. They already have. But him chasing records, how much he'll be on national TV. Like, what more do you expect the NHL to do, if at all, when it comes to him scoring these goals and chasing Gretzky?
Yeah, look, from a pure hockey perspective, I mean, he is one of the faces of the game and has been for so many years because of everything that he's brought to the National Hockey League, and that includes his style of play and a personality that flows with it, too. I think the National Hockey League is in a real tough spot here, right? Because, you know, right or wrong, we want to get into current events, and we want to align Alex Ovechkin with Putin and the Russia-Ukraine war. And that's probably unfair to Alex Ovechkin. That's the history of relationships and whatnot. But we in society, in the National Hockey League, don't dive too deep into that. But there's no doubt that the NHL, at least to some degree, is impacted by it. I mean, World Cup of Hockey, we'd be talking about that. The league would be planning. So would the Players Association, the IIHF, and all the federations involved, if not for this conflict. They just couldn't move forward without Russia participating. And if Russia participates, then so many of the other federations in the World Cup wanted no part of it. So it's unfortunate, right? Because I watch Alex Ovechkin score those two goals last night, and I see a man in his 30s who loves the game like he's 9 years old, right? Just loves scoring goals and loves being with his teammates. You saw Peter Laviolette present him, you know, with the award after the game, all of that. Everyone in that room was having a great time. It's just unfortunate that the world events, which matter, by the way, in today's world, are kind of tarnishing what he's doing here.
Darren, I want to take you back to Ottawa. You just, when you were talking about their team, you said they were begging for reinforcements, basically relaying the idea that they needed some help. Why didn't they pull the trigger on some kind of defenseman? And I know there's the standard cliche, it's tough to make a hockey trade these days, et cetera, but it's like, you look at them, it's like, why not give them the best chance or a better chance and go get them a D when they needed one?
Yeah, I mean, it's an excellent point, and I'm sure that you know, many around the organization have asked that question repeatedly over the tough times of the early goings of this regular season. I mean, you do have to acknowledge the positives, and we're not going to go down the list of the things that Pierre Dorion did, but he did a lot of good in bringing in some impactful pieces to that Sens roster, but he missed one key piece, and that was an experienced and a top four defenseman. And I think he probably felt like he'd be able to find it, maybe early in the season, or maybe the Jake Chychrun sweepstakes would come back a bit, where Billy Armstrong and the Arizona Coyotes would kind of lower the ask. And then Chychrun got hurt, and then there was a setback and all of those things. You know, and there was speculation, well, then maybe they can move Nikita Zaitsev to Vancouver for Tyler Myers. That didn't play itself out. So it's a good question to ask as to why they haven't brought in the reinforcements. I don't have an answer for you, but I'll tell you, Dorion, like so many other GMs, continues to look, but that defense, it's a little better now. They're getting healthier with Zub back and Chabot back, but that defense has cost them a number of games this year.
Dregs, there's some things that drag on just naturally in the NHL, but the Jacob Chychrun headline on any type of insider, like, it's just, like,
it's crazy.
It's embarrassing. Like, it's just, they're a terrible team. They've got a young asset who's a really good player on a great contract, and we're going on almost 2.5 years with this nonsense with this guy. I don't even know if I want you to comment on it, because there's nothing to comment on, and it's making everybody sick listening to it.
Well, you know what? Oh, you're right. And it almost feels like we're doing the bidding of somebody when we talk about Jake Chychrun and the fact, well, Bill Armstrong hasn't lowered his price just yet. All right, well, we can appreciate why. We're all smart hockey guys. We get it. His contract is tremendous, right?
And right, but isn't the idea of just taking a really good offer and not asking for a certain, like, making a quality trade where someone's always going to look at it and be skeptical and critique what you've done, but a quality trade that makes sense for your team as opposed to holding on for dear life and dragging this on, it's ridiculous.
I get it, but that's what the teams that are most interested in Chychrun are hoping for, is that Armstrong finally says, okay, enough is enough. I mean, it's a distraction around this team. He's got a couple more years at a real good contract. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think the ask is probably too high, but I guess there's no reason for Bill Armstrong to think outside of the business side of this process.
Well, Dregs, we'll leave it there. We'll catch you again soon. We always appreciate you doing this, buddy. And be well. We weren't trying to get you. We want to clarify that. We weren't trying to get you. That was just a coincidence. It was a coincidence that's what led in.
Hey, next time you see me, the old dead rat over the lip is going to be gone.
Yeah, it's a good look,
I've done
man.
My part for Movember.
Dude, you look like a cowboy, like back in the day. You really
yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do. You
look like
I'm not sure
look.
That's a compliment, but I thanks. Father.
It is. It's it like is. A good-looking old like Western movie guy that's just like
Sam Elliott. You look like Sam Elliott. That's what you look like.
Holy jeez.
That's a good look. Except, I
support it. No, you look like a 50-year-old Sam Elliott.
Roadhouse.
That's what you look like.
I love it.
In Roadhouse when you're fighting your way out of the
box. Yes.
Ooh. That's what
Okay, now we're talking. Keep it going.
We're tire pumping here. All right, buddy. Thank you for this.
See you, fellas.
Darren Dreger, a TSN Hockey Insider. One of many, of course, supporting Movember, a support that we obviously have, and we appreciate him doing that and everyone else doing it. And